Welcome to Breakthrough Success. I am your host, Mark Berti, the content marketing expert, bringing you three new episodes each week where I and top-level guests teach you how to take your business to the next level and achieve your breakthrough. Hello, Breakthrough Success listeners. I just wanted you all to know before the episode actually starts, I've been working a little bit behind the scenes to give you something really special. So a while ago, I wrote my book, Content Marketing Secrets, which helps people create, promote, and optimize their content for growth and revenue. And I just put the finishing touches together to offer that for free to anyone who is interested. So if you want your free copy of Content Marketing Secrets, all you have to do is head over to markgaberti.com/book. Now, let's jump right into the episode. One of the best things you could do to boost your authority is to become an author. And there are a lot more people who are thinking of themselves as authors who are envisioning it because it's so much easier to self-publish nowadays than it was just a few years ago when publishing was the only real way in the traditional sense. So more people are thinking about it, but one of the big challenges would-be authors face, and even current authors, is finding the time to write their books. So we're going to talk about in this episode how we can find time to write our books, some productivity hacks as well. And today's guest who is going to lead us in this episode, she is an author of books like The Hypothyroid Writer and Writer on a Budget. And through her books, she helps authors write more books and tap into their inner productivity instead of the overwhelm that can result from having so much work to do. Today's guest for episode 277 of the Breakthrough Success Podcast is none other than Sarah Lentz. Sarah, it is such a pleasure to have you on the show.
Thank you, Mark. That was a great intro. I'm flattered.
Sarah, thank you so much for coming on the Breakthrough Success Podcast. It's really great to have you. And I feel like a lot of authors, like, they really want to write their book or write a second book. But again, productivity and overwhelm, just some of the things that frequently get in the way. So this is a really great topic that I'm looking forward to diving into. But I wonder if we could get some backstory first. So can you just share a little bit why you became an author and what that initial journey was like?
Well, I had a lot of false starts. I just decided at some point that I was finally going to write a book. I had an idea for it. I just had a hard time getting started, knowing just how to go about it, I guess. I mean, I'd written something for it, but I had always run into the same obstacles again and again. So I decided to get some help. I actually joined self-publishing school in July of 2016, and that gave me the step-by-step process and also a supportive community to help me finally write the book in way less time than I thought it would take, and also to get it polished, to get a great book cover for it, get it formatted, get it professionally edited, and then finally launch it. And after that, it wasn't long after that when I decided I want to do this again. So that's when I started working on the book. My next book was Create Stunning Journals and Workbooks Using Canva and CreateSpace. And I wrote that even less time. It was a shorter book, for one thing. And I wanted to see if I could design a cover that would actually help my book to sell well. And I think I was motivated to do that mainly because I was looking at credit card bills and thinking, I don't think I can afford to do get all the professional help this time, but I do want to get this book out. So while I knew it was possible to design a cover on my own, it's gone through so many changes since the first cover I made for it, because the first one really wasn't that good. The next few were a little better. And then finally, I settled on one that I like and that my readers have liked. It's not the ideal, honestly. If I'd had the money, I would have ponied up for a professional cover again, along with professional editing and formatting. But because I wanted to get the book out so badly, I had to learn how to design a cover, a good one, and how to format my book and how to at least do a decent job of self-editing and proofreading. So I did that and had that book done by the end of the year. And after that, I went on to Writer on a Budget and Writer Overwhelmed. And then the two novels that I've written since then. And in all of those, I guess I've decided to make my own covers just because I've enjoyed it so much. And again, it's not something that I recommend as the default route for self-publishing authors, but it's because I enjoy it so much, I just kept doing it.
And it's really like sometimes you have to make an investment to really embrace this big dream of yours. I mean, you mentioned self-publishing school of Chandler Bolt. He was a guest on the show, so we'll link that in the show notes. But it's really good to make these investments in yourself, because once you make those big investments, you surround yourself with the right people. You're more likely to like put in more action and really hit some of these big goals that you're going after. And I mean, I know you've written a few books. You mentioned a bunch of them with us just recently. And one of the things about writing books is that I feel like when you're in the middle and a little bit towards the end, it can get a little draining in the sense where you just want to finish this thing. So I'm wondering, how can we find the energy to keep writing even when our mind is telling us like, I'm drained, I'm done, let's take a break from this?
Well, I think I kind of headed that off at the pass by setting up a timeline, a time frame for myself. So, and deadlines so that I would have it done and have it done by a certain day. And that, and then I just made myself write a certain number of words each day and just kept at it even when I was tempted to put it off. And so, you know, life gets in the way sometimes. And there were a few days in there when I just did not do any writing. But the next day after that, I would get back into it and keep pushing toward that due date, because I always like to beat my deadlines. I like to get it done before then. So once I set the deadline and I'm committed to it, then I can stick with it.
And how do you pick those deadlines? Because one of the things I feel like some people do with deadlines is they give themselves deadlines that are too far away, or they give themselves deadlines that are so close that they feel overwhelming. And then we don't get them done. We get in this habit of not fulfilling our deadlines. So what's your advice on giving deadlines that allow us to get the work done, but doesn't make us feel overwhelmed?
Right. Yeah. I think I usually base it on the word count and on what kind of how much research I'm going to have to do for it. But say for a 50,000 word book, it's not unrealistic for me to get that done in a month, but sometimes I will give myself two just to write it. And then I'll give myself a third month for the editing and the formatting to make sure that it's formatted properly. I usually do that as I go. And then also to get a good cover for it. So all in all, I'll usually budget 3 months for it. 2 months in, I want to have the writing done. And after that, it's editing and formatting and cover design. And also, well, actually that third month is also for getting the launch ready.
Yeah, that launch is really important, because you could write a really good book, but then you don't launch it at all. You have no plan, no street team or anything like that. And all of a sudden you're the greatest secret. So that's a very important insight that you included, that we should definitely be planning for. And I know some people may be a little intimidated by writing a 50,000 word book and editing and formatting in just 3 months. Sarah's able to do that because she's written a few. She's like, people have different levels. Some people are able to do that. Others, you may want to give yourself 6 months to do that, but give yourself a deadline where you look at it, you think this is definitely challenging, but it's something I could do. That's the kind of deadline that you should give yourself. But when it comes to productivity, I mean, Sarah has a lot of great insights when it comes to like, how do we be more productive writers? And one of the things that I wanted to just mention is that in your book, The Hypothyroid Writer, you mentioned the miracle morning reset as a habit that we can develop to write like never before. And I'm wondering if you can go a little bit into what that habit is and how we can use it for ourselves.
right, well, Miracle Morning for Writers book. That's actually, that was one of my Kickstarters. That's, reading that book is what motivated me to join self-publishing school. Just doing those habits in the morning with the savers, the getting up in the morning, brushing your teeth, and getting a drink of water to hydrate yourself. The whole process helped me to get the day started right. And that's something that I wanted to share, which is why I included it in my book. And it's still, I mean, the mornings are really the most, that's my critical time. That's when I usually get a lot of my daily work done. And it's that hasn't changed. It doesn't always look the same. It has, you know, I've kind of adapted the routine to what works best for me and for my family with their schedules, the school and work, and whatever else I might have to do in the morning. But that has been, I mean, that changed so much. And it just started the ball rolling for me. And I would recommend that book I still recommend that book to any writer.
And I mean, Miracle Morning, like the whole concept of waking up early, writing, I mean, that's a very powerful habit, a very powerful approach for anyone who can do it. I mean, I think if you wake up early, you're giving yourself a big advantage. Some people argue that it's better to be a night owl based on their preferences. Night owl is like also really good if you can do that. I would challenge everyone to do the Miracle Morning just to see, even if you are a night owl. But I feel like regardless of whether you are an early worm or a night owl, you still have to find that time of day to write. So I'm wondering, do you only use the bookends? Like, do you recommend just using the morning and the night to write? Or should we be looking for more time in our day to write content for our books?
Oh, you know, I guess I tend to use more the bookend times, but most of my writing I do in the morning. That's just turned out to be the best time of day for me to do it. And in the afternoons, my kids get home from school and I want to be here for them. And in the evenings, usually by then we are all wiped out because we all got up at 6 in the morning. So yeah, there's not a whole lot of energy left at 8 o'clock. So yeah, the morning is still just the best time for me to get the writing done.
Yeah, and you mentioned the energy factor also, because if you are a night owl, if you feel tired before your time comes to spread those owl wings, it could be a little more difficult than someone who's just waking up, starting the day, building on their momentum. And I mean, I know that you've written several books, like we've touched upon this already, but I'm sure you've also come across people who aren't authors or people who are aspiring authors. And I'm wondering, what do you believe holds most people back from being able to write and finish their books?
Oh, it could be a lot of things. Could be, you know, if they really want to get a book written, but they just keep thinking, you know, I want to get that book written, but I just don't know when I'm going to have the time, or I don't know how to get started. I think for me, it was a combination of not knowing how to get started, and then just the thoughts that would just keep creeping up and telling me, yeah, who's going to read a book by you? Who's going to, what do you have to write a book about? What do you have to say that people are going to actually want to read? And that just those thoughts would keep coming back every time I would even try to get started. And I would reread what I wrote, which is, you know, you don't want to read the first, you know, the first 100 words that you write for a book and base your expectations on that. Because it's not only 100 words, but it's the rough draft of those 100 words, and it's usually just dismal. But yeah, it was a combination of not knowing how to do it, and also just being plagued by those doubts that just kept surfacing. And I think honestly, the morning habits with the Miracle Morning helped with that. I with the affirmations, just really forcing myself to do something, to write something every day. And sometimes just writing it out helped me work things out that I hadn't worked out before. And that, of course, led to other breakthroughs, which led to more writing, which led to more breakthroughs. And I just kept going like that until, yeah. I think I finished writing the book in August, or late August of 2016. And it was just unreal that I had a whole book that I'd actually written myself. And then it was edited and formatted and had this gorgeous cover designed by Happy Self Publishing.
Oh, wow.
Awesome. And yeah.
And it's really interesting you mention that if you look at your first draft, your first, like, let's say 100 words, it may not give you a strong first impression right away. I mean, like, there are some books that I've written where I look at their first draft, I'm like, ooh, that's not good. It's something where, like, you're writing in the moment, you think it's perfect, and then you look at it later. And I feel like, I mean, you got to really understand that you're going to see mistakes that you make. You're going to realize you're not perfect. But in the end, when you do those edits, you ship out your book and people are reading it, you are having an impact on the reader. So you just got to get rid of a lot of the self-doubt. And especially when it comes to a book, just knowing that you got to ship it out. And also, you got to go through the edits. You're going to see some mistakes, but you get a better book and you have a better experience for the reader.
Mm-hmm. That's right.
And since we've been on the topic of books, Sarah, I know you mentioned The Miracle Morning for writers, but I'm wondering if you could share with us three other books that you believe will have a positive impact on us.
Oh, boy.
So many.
I wish I'd, you know, I've read so many lately and it's, my head is swimming. Let me see. Well, one of them was Honoré Korter's Prosperity for Writers, and another was The Art of Work by Jeff Goins. I really enjoyed that. Let me see. Hold on. Right now I'm reading a book called Inner Size by John Assaraf. So I joined the NeuroGym program about 10 weeks ago, and I'm really enjoying that. That was definitely worth doing. And I'm reading his book and enjoying that very much. I'd recommend that. I'm learning more about how, you know, the science of why, the science behind those thoughts, the subconscious, and how it really runs the show when we really would rather our conscious mind did. So that's been an eye opener so far. Do you want me to name some more?
No, that's good. I mean, we'll throw all those in the show notes, markaberry.com/E277 for anyone listening who likes audiobooks. Some of my books are on Audible right now, Content Marketing Secrets and Podcast Domination, are two that I can recall off the top of my head, but those are both on Audible. We'll throw the links to those in the show notes as well. And before I wrap up this episode, Sarah, I've asked you several questions throughout our time together. You've shared a ton of awesome insights with us, but what do you believe is one question that we need to be asking ourselves more often?
Oh, well, you know, the first thing that comes to mind right now, and I might kick myself later for it because I'll probably think of something even better later. But I guess, honestly, right now, the question that's been nagging at me more is, what do you really want? And what can you do today to get yourself closer to it?
Ooh, follow-up question. I like that.
So those are the questions that are most on my mind right now. And I think it's something we all have to ask.
Sarah, thank you for sharing with us those great questions and all of your great insights throughout our time together. If you guys want to learn more about Sarah, head to over to Sarah Lentz Writer. That's Sarah with an H, Lentz, L-E-N-T-Z, writer.com. She's got a blog over there, and she also has the Indie Writers Who Barter Facebook group, which will also be in the show notes. But once again, Sarah, I can't thank you enough for coming on the show and sharing all of your great insights. It was such a pleasure to have you on Breakthrough Success.
Thank you, Mark. It was a pleasure for me, too. Thank you so much.
How does over 100 retweets per day sound to you? My free ebook, 27 Ways to Get More Retweets on Twitter, has you covered. I use the methods within this ebook to get over 10,000 retweets every single quarter. To learn